get towards here, and you're heavy dead and here, and you're here, and here it's open to the wishes of Rabbi. So this mobile has a Havishan Mishayochim Kaiser, and if somebody will carry over, carry something from the wishes of Rabbi into the mobile, you'll be higher. You'll be higher. According to the Rambam, no. As long as you didn't set up a pole on the fourth side, so it has a Havishan Mokimitur. And if somebody will carry from the wishes of Rabbi into that which yours, he'll be brought there. He'll be brought there. But when you set up the pole, the lechem is a pole, 10 kochim high. So when you set up the lechem on the fourth side, then it becomes converted according to the Rambam in the Rishon Lechem. And according to Rashi, it's a Rishayochim in the right side. But until you set up the lechem, so the Rabbanu is not allowed to carry from one spot in that Rishayochim to another spot, until you set up the lechem. Now, so that we have two tikkunim in the Mori Sosu. One is by setting up the lechi in the fourth side, then you'll be allowed to carry. And the other tikkun is by setting up a chaos, a beam on top. But according to the Rambam, so according to Rashi, so both cases, whether you sit, you will matter the Mori out the lechi or out the chaos, so they have the same status. Because even if you are matter out the lechem, it was a rishus hayochid with the raise without the lechem. So the purpose of the lechem was to be matter till to the rabbon, and the purpose of the kero is also to be matter till to the rabbon. Mashiach and according to Rambam, there is a fundamental difference between a mobe that is mitar on the lechem and the mobe that is mitar on the kero. Because if the mobe is mitar on the lechem, so then, through the lechi, the heretofore Mokim Ptur is converted into a Mishnayot. So in many ways, henceforth, if somebody will carry from the Mishnayot into the Mobe, after the lechi is set up, he'll be Chayim Hakos, because he'll be Meitzi, Mishnayot Shayochi, because the lechi is in Chitzi. So in many ways, even though it's not in Chitzi, but what you have in Chitzi, three mechitzes goes on the business side, the tzofim side, the dorim side. So on the marriage side, on the fourth side, you don't need a mechitzes more. One pole constitutes a mechitzes. So it becomes converted into a shayoch in the right. Mashiach came if you don't set up a pole on the fourth side, but you just set up a beam on top, a K.O. So it doesn't become converted into a shayoch. So even after you set up the K.O., if somebody will throw from the Rishis Rabbi into the Mobe, he'll still be potter, because he'll be throwing, he'll be zedek, from the Rishis Rabbi into the Mokim Tur. There is no Chiyuv Chatos when somebody is Meitzi or zedek Rishis Rabbi into the Mokim Tur. So if you are misaking the Mobe by setting up a lechi, then according to the Rambam becomes converted into Rishis Rabbi. And henceforth, if you carry over from the Rishis Rabbi into the Mobe, you'll be Chiyuv Chatos. But if you are misaching the mind by setting it up to K.O. and B, so then it doesn't become converted into the Shayot. But you're allowed to carry. Since with the right thing, you're allowed to carry before the B was set up. Because it's one of the two. With Chachon Mazar, so he won't move him. So there is a fundamental difference, according to Rambam, between the Mobein that is Nisken al-Dilechi, so then it becomes converted through the lechem into a Mishnayochim with Raiseh. So then, if somebody will be Meitzi from the Rishis Rabbi into this Mobe, henceforth, from this time on, so he will be Chayim Chatos, and a Mobe that is Niskan or the Kero. So, before the Kero was set up, it was a Mokim Tur with Raiseh. And now, after the Kero is set up, it's still a Mokim Tur. But the Chacham said, without the Kero, you're not allowed to carry that Mokim Tur. With the Kero, you are allowed. But there was a big difference. Yes, what?
The
Yeah, you also get Shazayochi.
Both.
No. That's in order to be Mutter, Midrabonon, to tell. From one spot to the other. This is what I'm. Alright. Now, then Rashi mentions here then Hashem mentions that even after you are misaking the body, even after you are misaking the body, so then you still have to resort to Yivuei Chatzir Zivir and Shitufi Yivuei. Now that was a takone that was enacted by Shlomo Mizdik. It's the more later, the Shabbos, that Shor Shetike, Shlomo, Erev, Mundur, Sedayim, Yotzabasko, Lomo, Chacham, Chacham, Ripcho, Mi, Smagamon. I mean, so Shlomo is Misake, Erev, that's Erev Chatzir, Shetufi Yivuei, and he was Misake, Mundur, Sedayim. So what's the idea of Shituf in the voice or in the Hatzir? It's the same thing. In other words, the Chachomim Shlomo is giving you a misaki that if you have a Chotzer, let's say the powerhouse, and you have many powerhouses, maybe you have 100 powerhouses, you bring a powerhouse. So but the whole building is one big Rishon Lezion, it has mechitzes, it has four walls. So with the Eitzer, you are allowed to carry from one apartment into the hall, from the hall into the roof, and into the courtyard as long as the courtyard is has fences, has four sides. Sometimes the courtyard is walls, so then you're not allowed. But if it has mechitzes, so you're allowed to carry. But with the rabbanon, you're not allowed to carry from the bayis into the chotzer, even though the chotzer has four mechitzes. And from one bayis into the other, from one apartment into the other apartment, or from an apartment into the hall, Shlomo was misaki. Why was Shlomo misaki that way? Because if it would be mutar to carry from one bayis into another bayis, the same chotzer, from one apartment into another apartment, in the same building, or from an apartment into the hall, or to the courtyard. Now, people who are ignorant, who don't know the halachas, Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Erev, and they use their natural intuition in halacha. So they'll say, what difference does it make? Now, here we have a big apartment building, and then we have one hall that is shared by all the tenants. There are 100 tenants, maybe 1,000 tenants. So you have 1,000 tenants, they all share the courtyard. So the courtyard, and they all share the same hall, the same hallway. So they will equate the Rishus Rabin, their hallway, the courtyard, the Rishus Rabin, just as the Rishus Rabin is shared by the whole public, by all the members of the public. So here, the hallway and the courtyard, or the roof, is shared by all the tenants, 1,000 tenants. They all use the same roof, the same hallway, and the same courtyard. So it's like Rishus Rabin. And each apartment is like Rishus Rabin, that's its own private domain. So if people see, ignorant people see, that scholarly people who are learning, who know knowledge, and without they are carried from one apartment into the hall, into the courtyard, they'll say, the hall, the courtyard, is analogous to the Rishus Rabin. The private apartment is analogous to Rishus Rabin. Still, people carry out from the apartment into the courtyard. So why should we be allowed, equally allowed, to carry from the house into the Rishus Rabin? So because of that Xere, so Shlomo was gazing that Ibn Hanami should be also to carry from an apartment into the hallway, or from one apartment into the other apartment, just as it is also to carry from one house, then a Rishus Rabin into another house, in order to deter people from carrying from the Rishayot and the Rishayot. So what's the Itze of the Rubach Hatzeres? So what is the Rubach Hatzeres? The Rubach Hatzeres means that if you have 100 tenants, so one person, Mr. X, he has an apartment. So he collects a piece of bread, a piece of ham, from each tenant. And he collects 99 pieces of bread from 99 other tenants. And then he gives his own piece of bread. So he has 100 pieces of bread, and then he collects all the 100 pieces of bread, and he puts it in his closet in the kitchen, in his apartment. So that means that all the 100 tenants have something in common with this apartment. They keep their bread in this apartment. So once he does that, so that will remind ignorant people against the mistake. They should think, So once that is done, and then the tenants will carry out from one apartment to the other, or from the apartment into the courtyard, or into the hallway. So even the ignorant people will understand that the reason as to why they do that is because, in view of the fact that every tenant keeps his bread in the apartment of Mr. X, that means that it's like one big family, and it's one big house. Now, so in any way, they will not make the mistake. They will not make the mistake and equate Rishu Sarami with the courtyard at all. So instead of working so hard and of collecting a piece of bread from each tenant, many times tenants will say, get out, we're not interested. So we apply the aloha zoha and we'll join the funnel. So one tenant tells a friend of his who happens to be in his house, he takes the challah and he tells to him, now you pick up this challah and have kavone to be zeichet. A chemi can get challah to every tenant, to every Jewish tenant in this building. In this building. So it's a challah shoyin funnel. He doesn't have to ask for their permission. It's a challah shoyin funnel. So the mayor has a result of this shliach who picks up the challah and he has kavone to be zeichet for all the 100 tenants. So every tenant of the 100 tenants has a piece of challah in this challah, and this challah is kept in a certain house. So it is just as it.
August 28th, Shir with Rav Aaron Soloveitchik.
We discussed the Rashi and the Mishnah. Shechamso merulo mitzimso hamuet kuberol v'areyit misheini v'alshen aschach kor ru yesukho. And we went over the Ram and this Rashi, and the Ram, because of Rashi Hamuet, got a biro, Vareinu Kimishayin, V'lirot Zalaima, Sh'aschach Hamuet, he got a legamre, V'lir Amigur, V'yiu, Ki'il Re'im Shom Schach Klar, Uchmi Sh'ro'isim, Sh'kosavke, V'amru Nikam Kirin Kayoshi, V'masnisi V'chamsu V'matokon, Avonu V'mailo Amisuchoch, V'amigur Ke'agorinu, כזוזם מריאו כאיסטר מלטחס, וכי מדכי הדוד אלינו, אין כמו את היבט הולידה באמרים, אלו מצל צונו מטו כמה, שאיתנו לגבי חמצו שאירו בו עם מנת. So he says, that the פשט in Rashi, we couldn't say, that the פשט in Rashi is, that חמצו מרו במציל צו, so the מועט is bottom the road. Because Rashi Shite is, in that Gemara that forbids, that where you put kana, a kana that is 1 inch wide, and then you leave vacant space, avia, 1 inch wide, and then again a kana 1 inch wide, and then again avia 1 inch wide, and then again a kana 1 inch wide. So that in total, so the total size of the kana is exactly equal to the total size of the avia, of the vacant spaces. So, on that point, that for base there is a machlikes between Rashi and Rambam. According to Rambam, the sukkah is a sukkah kshayot. And according to Rashi, the sukkah is a sukkah psuk. Now, why does Rambam say that the sukkah is a sukkah kshayot? He says, Gabi mechitze sukkah ba'alochet. That poets came in this mutter, it's a machleket between Rav Popeh and Rav Honekot and Rav Yeshua. So if the open space in a certain site, in the case of, is exactly equal, the sosum in the case of, so then it's kosher, according to Rav Popeh. According to Rav Honekot and Rav Yeshua, so the image has to be more than the poets. And we pass like Rav Popeh. And the same thing, the Gemara applies to Gabi Schach Kosher and Schach Kosher also. Suppose you put on top a Schach, a kone, that is 1 inch wide, and then next to it, you put a kone 1 inch wide, and then you put a metal bar that is Schach Kosher, that is 1 inch wide, then a kone 1 inch wide. Then a metal bar 1 inch wide, then a kone 1 inch wide, then a metal bar 1 inch wide. So the total size of the kalim of the schach kosher is equal to the total size of the metal bars. So according to Rav Popeh, and we pass it like Rav Popeh, that poets gaming is mutter Gamchitzes, so it's mutter also when you have Schach Kosher and Schach Posel, one next to the other. So Mele, Gamletam says, the same thing should be true. If you have Ikone 1 inch wide, and then Avir 1 inch wide, then Ikone 1 inch wide, and then Avir 1 inch wide. So we pass like Rav Popeye, so Paul's came with his mutter. So Mele, he's Chilikarashi. One second, let me explain it. You asked me all the questions after the shiur. I have to give the shiur first, and then I'll discuss all the questions. So he says, so poets is game made, so we pass the like Rav Popeye that poets is game made, so in Mele, it will be mutter. So Tam says, what is true of Schach Kosher and Schach Posel? So if the Schach Kosher is equal to the Schach Posel, so then it's kosher according to Rav Popeye. And that's the Pesach Halacha in Shulchan Aruch. So the same thing according to Rav Netan, if the Schach Kosher and the Avir are Shoveh B'Shoveh, so it's also kosher. So why does Rashi say differently? So the Ram there that obeys, says that there is a difference. So the Lashon of the Ram is on the second period. It's Yud Amud Beis. The paragraph that starts with Gemara, Omar Rav Popeye. Hani Lam Gish, Gizuz Olil, Gizra Mutachas. So he says, oh, Kishame Kefrochot No Bayer Shio Zuz, Chamze Rochot No Mato Kishio Sal. In other words, every unit of Avir on top produces unit plus of sunshine in the bottom. Kach Pirish Rashi. Aber Rav Netan Zal Hikshon, Yoche, Rav Popeye Heiche Meide Bo, Yoche Hadode Le Mailo, when it's Shove Bishove Le Mailo, Psulo, Yoma, Hai Med Am Rinshi, Gizuz El Milo, Ki Yisrael No Tachas, and according to Rashi, Yisrael is a larger size Matbeye, than Zuzi. Vo Yi Oma, Kovot Heimeit, Mute, Yilav Kushi, and the Rana agrees with Rashi, and it's no Kash. The Chi Oma, Rav Popeye Oche, Hai Milo, Yin, Shabbos, Uvizchach Posse, if you have a kone on each one, and the bar of metal on each one, and so on. So then it's all right. The reir and agrach will be mentioned. Be Shabbos. Lo yitifritz ruboch, and ame agmur and misuke, lo yitisach and psul rubo. Hot yadu adeshom. Vahayne de osol on shafi o masnisim vam kare sukosi vishputi, o yi baruch es amito, im yishrel abinei en kemeison, kshel. In other words, if you alternate, schach kosher with the bar of a metal bar, and Shoveh B'Shoveh, so according to Rav Popeye is kosher. I'll leave the Rav Popeye. Kiddi say to the Tam, Aval pi isha schach posel, choshev ki porut, li yidachshev ni suke kshero, li vishem suro robo la kshero, aval bi avir yev shalei makir, she kidu shim hem shovim nil mayro, va avir robo nil mato, vi suko bitzeo talo nilse, hari porut shalom miruba leimit. Hari porut shalom miruba leimit. So in other words, according to Rav Popeye. So even according to Rav Popeye, it's also. Even according to Rav Popeye, it's also. Why? Because Ligabe Avia and Tzrach, so they are Suke Bitzeu Talmudos. So I mentioned a certain question. What's the aloche of that it has to be Tzilsam Rubem Chamsam? That if it's Chamsam Rubem Tzilsos and the Sukkah is Psalm, is it a requirement of tzilsom per se? In other words, there has to be shade. And if the schach does not give shade, so then the sukkah is tzilsom. Or it's not a requirement of tzilsom, sukkah per se. It's descriptive of the degree of sichu that he has to make. How heavily the sukkah has to be misuchas. So in other words, so if he's misachir the sukkah, so much that that there is more tail than sunshine, so there it is sufficiently misuchas. But if he covers up the sukkah with so little sach that there is more sunshine than shade, then it means it was lightly misuchas. So there is a diminution in the degree of sichu, but not that there is a halacha, a requirement of sichu, of tzimtzum eruv mechamsa pasek. Now, what would be? So I mentioned the shaila. Let's say, according to Rav Yashi, that if there is a halacha of tzimtzum eruv mechamsa machmas pan is also, not only machmas pan. And according to the Marshal's Pshachmutesis. According to the Marshal's Pshachmutesis, so Teis Veshitim is that according to Rabbi Yashe, so the even according to Rabbi Yashe, so the psuim that apply to Schach do not apply to Tfanis. That even according to Rabbi Yashe, you can use as Tfanis anything in the world. It doesn't have to be domoshim mikavutume, something that is gedule karke, something that is tosh. It can be anything. Rabbi Yashe only requires that it should not be chamsa meruba mitzilso machmasnans. Now, according to the Marshos Pshat Teisve, so Teisve Shite is just like Rabbi Yo. So the name of the Shaila cannot even be visualized. Because it cannot be, you cannot use glass as a day. According to Rabbi Yashe. But according to the Marshal, so even according to Rabbi Yashe, so that families can be made out of anything. It doesn't have to be made out of the car. So you could use glass as a daven for a sukkah. Now everybody knows that the sun penetrates through glass. So if you use glass as families for sukkah, so you'll have all the sunshine. There won't be any shade. It will be chamsa meruba mitzilso. Chamsa meruba mitzilso. And according to Rabbi Yashe, so if it is chamsa meruba mitzilso, machmas manis. So it's possible. So how about the case where the tfanis are made of glass? So that depends. What's the halacha of tzilso meruba mechamsa? Is it a requirement of tzilson ruba mechamso per se? Or it's not a requirement of tzilson ruba mechamso per se? Suppose you could be misachet with glass. So there, even though all the sun would come in and you wouldn't have any shade, so it would still be kosher because the whole sukkah is covered with glass, but it's a kind of a substance that allows the sun to come through and doesn't give any shade. So it's still kosher. So here according to Rabbi Yashe, I'll leave it the mashal. So you could use a glass as funny, so it would be kosher. But if we say that it's not a requirement of tzilson ul mechamsa per se itself, but if we say it's a requirement of tzilson ruba mechamsa per se, so then it would be possible. The Roshni, so Rabbetam shit is. Now, Rabbetam is Chelikamash. And Rabbetam says that if you have one kone, 1 inch wide, schach, and an average, and the kone inch, average, so it's jobbing. Rabbetam says that it's kosher. Why? Because Paul came it. So Paul's game it is Jobi Bishobi, so it's considered as if they made Bhuvan Paul's according to the prophet. So here it's also kosher. But the kashe is that every unit of avir and tap produces more than a unit of sunshine in the bottom. So the answer is, who cares? In view of the fact that according to the prophet, so when poet is aimed, so it's considered as if aimed is meruvala poet. And if it's aimed is meruvala poet, then it's rubeki kule. Then it's considered as if it's kule. So in other words, al-pidin we consider that it's completely covered. It's completely misucha. So why do I care that that at the bottom there will be more chamor than tzeir. The requirement of tzimtzum u'me chamso is only a zisimet, descriptive of the degree of how heavily the sichor is. But here, since poetry is getting made, so it is just as if any Gurbal upholds. And if it's any Gurbal upholds, then it's considered out to be as if it had been Kulaimit. So it is sufficiently Misucha. But if that is Shita from the Tam, but the Ran, the Ran says the Russian of the Ran is Visuke, Vitzeu Talyan means. So that way it's mashma from the Russian of the Ran. That Tzimtzum Ruba Mechamso is a requirement per se, so the melee it wouldn't be kosher. Now, I once heard that my father said, in the name of Reb Chaim, but many years ago I was a little child, but that's my memory, that Reb Chaim said that if it had been possible to use glass for schach, so then it would be kosher. Then it would be kosher, even though you wouldn't have any shade, because the halacha of tzimtzum u'me chamso is not a requirement per se. It's descriptive of the degree of sichur, or the degree of sichur. Now, but it seems that according to Rashi, we don't have to say that, because we could give another teretz Rashi. But the Ram emphasizes in explaining Rashi. So he says, the Rosh, the Sukkot, so it's mashma that the tzeir is not only as a simen, as a raya, how heavily misuchet the sukkah is. No, this is the important thing. Tzeir sukkah, that's the important thing. So it seems that it's total, the machlokes between Rav Netam and the Ram. And the Ram says it in Rashi. Why should we say another pshat in Rashi? But then there is a certain stira against this Yisod, that according to the Ram, according to the way the Ram explains Rashi, so Tzimtzum u'me chamso is a requirement per se. It's not a simen how heavily the sichur is, but it's a requirement per se. There is a certain stira. I'm saying you more. The mission. On top. Suko hamduvleles vishet silso meruba mechamsok sheo. Hamrube kimibais tapapishin at the hobby near the mitzechok sheo. My midduvleles, omarab, suko anio. Anio sheyeish is hoho konumiat. Vyeish wa avi hardo. So in other words, that means you put ikone, you put avia, you put ikone, you put avia, you put ikone, you put avia. So it's still kosher. Even though on top there is a lot of vacant space, as long as there is less than three tvochim between one ikone and the other. Ushmuel Oma, Koneir and Koneir. What does it mean, Koneir and Koneir? So according to Shmuel, Sukkah and Duvelas means like this. Let's say this is the Sukkah. So he puts one Koneir here, and then the Adakame is not removed at all, but it's placed at a higher level. But there is no vacant space except one Kame is here and one Kame is here. And then a third Kame is here. But there is no vacant space except that they are not on one level. One is lower and one is higher. Koneir and Koneir. Rav Tonechode and Shmuel Tonetav. Rav Tonechode, Suka Midubleles, Maidubleles, Midubdeles, Shetzimso, Miruvon Nechamso, Sheo. Comes and comes a Sheo. In other words, he says that if the Suka, so in other words, the Mishnah says Suka Midubleles, Shetzimso, Miruvon Nechamso. So it's not to separate in the Koneir. It's one thing. Sukkah the dwellers. In other words, you put Kamen, you put Tzach, and there's a lot of vacant space. So, but the net result is that with all the vacant spaces in the Tzach, it is still Tzilsa Mugum Chamsa. So it's kosher. But if as a result of the totality of the vacant spaces in the Tzach, it is Chamsa Mugum Tzilsa, then it is possible. So it's not two dini, it's one dini. Sukkah the dwellers. Behind me, Tzimtzum Ruben Chamzok Shev. But according to Shmuel, that with the Vlelas means Koneiret, one here, without vacant spaces between. So then the Mishnah mentions Vlelas, Sukkah Vlelas, that in the Tzach is placed. Koneiret, so it's Shev. That's one thing. The second thing, that Tzimtzum Ruben Chamzok. If the Tzach is placed, but there are many vacant spaces in the Tzach, and but the net result is that it seals on the Ruben Chamsa, as the Sheyos Tzvei. So today, we should move to the top. My little Veles, my little Veles, my little Veles, Sukha my little Veles, Sheyo, we seals on the Ruben Chamsa, Sheyo, Omar Abaye, Loi Shon, Loi Shei, Benzela Ze, Shloi Shat Vochem, Abaye, Benzela Ze, Gimut Vochem, so then it is possible. In other words, if let's say this is a suki, and I put here shach, and then I remove less than gimel tvachim. I mean, there is no making spaces on a horizontal level, but on a vertical level. So here it's two tvochim higher than this. But horizontally, nothing. There is no vacant space. And then again, he puts a kane, again, two tvochim above this kane. But suppose it's three tvochim above, and then again three tvochim above, then it's possible. Why? Because what's the difference whether it's less than 3 tvachim above or 3 tvachim above? Because of the halacha of lavud. Now the halacha of lavud, applies in a horizontal plane, and it applies to a vertical plane. It doesn't make any difference. So lavud, halacha of lavud is that this difference is ignored if it's less than 3 tvachim. So my Rabbi Elijah, which is the Elazar Shlishat Vochim, Abayeh means Elazar Gimut Vochim Yitzur. In other words, what's the difference? In other words, so we see that actually Schach must be placed on the same, in the same plane, on the same level. On the same plane. But it's not the same level. One is here, one piece of Schach is here, and one piece of Schach is here. Since it's less than 3 Vochim, so it's considered as if it had been on the same plane. On the same plane. Because of Allah Chabot. Our leader does it. Gimut Tvachim Psur. Omar Rove, Afil Yeish Ben Zeh Lezeh Shlish Tvachim. So when do we say it's possible? Amal Amaron, El Roshay Vigagi Tefach. Aval Yeish Vigagi Tefach Sheiro. The Amrino Chvut Rome. Chvut Rome is really the same concept as Gudachis. What's Gudachis? We imagine that the Mechitze, let's say, goes down. But when it's a question of a mechitze, so then we use the expression gudachis. When it's a question of schach, So then we use the expression of chutva. So he says, when do we say that if there is three tvachim or more difference in the height, so then it's possible, that is, if the width of each kone is less than a tefach. That's it. The width of each kone is less than a tefach. And then the next kone, I put three tvachim above this kone. So then we cannot apply the aloha of lobot. So in melee, it's not on the same level. The kanim are not placed on the same level. Masheinke, if each kone has a width of at least a tefach, so then, even though you raise the other kone, three or four tefachim above this kone, but each kone has the width of a tefach, so then we apply the aloha of fruit kone. Lower down. Imagine that. It's like that. Alright, this is the amount. Now the question is this. Bishlam, if we say like having a town, that the Dawah of Tzilsam and Ubu Mechamsa is not a requirement per se, it's only a simen, it's descriptive of the degree of Sikhuch, how heavenly the Sikhuch is. So then we understand. Now here, in this case, if you put one corner here, and then you put one corner here, two, there is no, on a horizontal level, there is no vacant space. But one is raised above the other. So all the sun coming. So it will be a chamson of mitzilso. So why is it here? Two, that we apply the halacha of lovud, of chutchome, gudachis, so al pidim we consider it as if it went down. But the mitzias, the sun comes in. Because one is raised above the other. So if we say like Abraham, fine. But if we say like the Ram, so it's a kasha. So, doesn't it appear from this Gemara a riot to what Reb Chaim says? And as far as I can remember, Reb Chaim did not mention that there is a machlokes hashem. So it seems from this Gemara, it seems a riot that there is no requirement of tzilsam v'chamsa per se. So who is the one who raises that question? The Ram and this Gemara. The Ram himself raises this question, and it's remarkable that the Ram raises that question only with Rashi. Why does he want from Rashi? Why doesn't he raise the question only with everybody? The answer is because the Ram is aware that that's the shite, that's the machlokes between Rabbi Yotam and Rashi. The way he explains Rashi, that the tzuka b'tzeinu tali Rashi. Now let's see, turn to the Ram and this Gemara. It's that yud on the base. Now, from the first line, yud on the base. In the second pair, page 20, I don't know if it's probably the same way. Rav Amar Sukkah Ani, in the first line, Peru Sheyesh Besukkah Kani Miyat, Viyesh Ba'aberah, Be'el Sheyesh Be'gimu Biyat, Ushmuel Omar Kone Eir and Kone Eir. Because if there is, Gimut Vochim Avia, a strip of Gimut Vochim Avia along the Sukkah, so then the Sukkah becomes possible. Ushmuel Omar Kone Eir and Kone Eir, Kaleima, Shaloyish Voez Asrach, Rehash, Rehashki Besakoni.
ואמרינון עלו, דהוד, שמואל, לא ישם עם מכשירים קונים את הדירי, או שאם בין זה לזה גימות ווחים, בשביל לכל פרחס מגימו חודם, אבל יש בין זה לזה גימות ווחים, סולו. ורוב הוא אמר, אבל יש בין זה לזה גימות ווחים, ויאמור אנשים מגגו טפח. אבל יש בגגו טפח, כאילו נוכל ללכות מהקונים, כשאדם מנחלו תחום. פול דאר, צלעי דודחת. Und Muhammad Malik, und Muhammad Malik, gleich mal frisch in Tatum, schei begabe mit Tefach, und bin ein Name, schei in der Abi, und bin ein Tachtem ist Tefach. Die Roi, aber schei begabe mit Tefach, und bin ein Chutron. Because after, wenn ich das Rada Poyle, there is nothing to do with what we are discussing. We can't even teach more. Mit die Schokre, mit Tore, Abai, und Rabbi. So the first motion that Rami is, that there is really a Machlokes between Rabbi and Shmuel. But he says, we pass by Shmuel. Now, so that means that according to Rabbi is possible. Why is it possible according to Rabbi? Why? After all, there is a law of Lovud. So our Tudim is considered as if only coming. So that means that according to Rabbi is possible. Why is it possible according to Rabbi? Why? After all, there is a law of Lovud. So our Tudim is considered as if only coming had been arranged on the same plane, on the same level. Because of the law of Lovud. If we throw everything. So why is it possible? So we have to say that in Rab. Because it will be a chamsom who will mitzilsa. But he says we pass klashim. We can't let Yishmur Mishok Mitorah by the Rode. So we flew, why should we pass klashim here at all? There is a cloud, you can say, Kirab bin Sure, here it's not in here, here it's Sure. So, but because we talk Mishok Mitorah by the Rode, I mean, then he says not washing. That Rab is not even chilek on the merits of Shmuel's deed. He's just chilek on the wikipedia of Shmuel. But on the merits of Shmuel's deed, he's not chilek. Roy, did you make Rab Nami made a lady of him? And must be Slav of the Rush. Oh, now he says, if he did the Rashi, what does he want from Rashi? Let him ask that Kashi. The answer is, according to Rabbi Tam, there is no Kashi. Because there is no requirement of seeing somebody who will become so per se. It's only in Sivan. Is descriptive of the degree of the heaviness of the sikh. That it's sufficiently heavily misuch. So, but according to Rashi, and the way he explained Rashi, that Bitzel Tal Rachmane, Rashi Abogad, the Hashim Abba Hamsom Ruben Bitzel Sol. So he gives a text. Kidin Dilu Haftinalo, Havetzil Som Ruben Hamsok Shel. Then he says, Vachirim Emrim. Do we make sure we become able to come here? Or here can the hash the name have it since some of the times. So he mentions this is a machine and they name. When is we are machi or come here, come here? If we the come here, it's still till some of the times. But if as a result of the come here, there is more hammer than say, or in a hammer, it's possible. So, dahin, there is no doubt. There is no doubt that the Achilim certainly hold that Tzilsam Ruba Mechamsa is a requirement per se, because if the Achilim had held that Tzilsam Ruba Mechamsa is not a requirement per se, it's only a sinet, descriptive of the degree of heaviness of the Sichuch. So, but here we apply the Aloha of Lovud and Chutome, so then it's considered as if there is, it's totally compact, no open space, because we apply the law of Mutome and Lovud and everything. So it is clear, beyond the shadow of the doubt, that the whole Akoch is according to the Achiri. So Tzimtzum Merubah Mechamso is a requirement per se. Now, but that's the Shita of the Achiri. But the Ran's Shita is not like that. And the Ran says, if you give a Rashi, Avadar, the Hash, the Namen, Chamso Merubah Mechamso, Kim Dilu Chavtinolo, Havu Tzimtzum Merubah Mechamso Shelo. So we have to understand it. What does it mean? But according to the Ram, in Rashi, so Tzilsa Meruba Mechamso is a requirement per se. So apparently, the Pshat in the Ram must be, now, we have a Machlekes, that we discussed it the day before yesterday. The Machlekes Rabbona and Rabbi Yashi. That sign of the days. Tun Rabbon, Chamso Machmas Sichuch, Veloi Machmas Planet, Rabbi Yashe Eime, Rab Machmas Planet. Why? Because according to Rabbi Yashe, so the Deifem Lechitze is also called Schach. Right. So what does it mean? Chamso Machmas Sichuch, Veloi Machmas Planet. If, let's say, there is a lot of vacant spaces, there is a lot of vacant space in the Tvanis, because you have one kind of vacant space, another kind, in the Tvanis. So, and because of the abundant vacant space, the abundant openings in the day fan, so there is more chamot than say. So the Rabbanu says it's alright. And Rabbi Yashe says it's not alright.
now. So that does not present any kasha against Rav. How will Rav Machshir? Because true that there is a requirement of Tzulsam Merubo Mechamsa per se, but that requirement only implies that Mitzad Eschach, it should not be Chamsa Merubo Mitzilsa. But if it is Chamsa Merubo Mitzilsa because of the Tfani, so it doesn't matter. That we see, according to Rabbanan. So Mele, when the Rav is the Kash, according to Rashi, why is Koneire, Koneire, Dovai, but it's still Chamsa Merubo Mitzilsa, it's Chamsa Merubo Mitzilsa. So the Rav is very, so Achim is saying, When Shmuel Machshir, Chamsa Merubo Mitzilsa, when Shmuel Machshir, Chamsa Merubo Mitzilsa, only when Shmuel Machshir, Koneire, Koneire, in the end, so it's Tzilsa Merubo Mechamsa, but if it's a result of the Koneire, Koneire, it's Chamsa Merubo Mitzilsa, no Chaname, so Shmuel will be made in this person. But the Ram says, no, even if actually it's Chamsa Merubo Mitzilsa, it's still kosher. Even according to Rashi, who says that Tzilsa Merubo Mechamsa is a requirement per se, not just this. It's Chamsa Merubo Mitzilsa. Why? Because the sun comes in through the vacant space. Obliquely, the sun will come in. But the sun doesn't come in directly, in a vertical direction. The sun will come in obliquely. So it is the same, so it is analogous to the case where Yom Misachir, the Sukkah completely, very heavily, but then there are many Protzim, Pirtzes, in the David. And because of that, all the sun comes in. So the Rabbanon of Fabiashe say that it's kosher, that it has to be, it's only possible if it's Chamsa Merubo Mitzilsa or Machmasach. So here, since it's Koneireit, so the sun only doesn't come in directly, vertically. It comes in obliquely. So it is just as the case where the sun comes in through the Pirtzes in the David. This is what the Ram is. But on the contrary, we see from that Ram, a confirmation of this premise that according to the Ram, so Tzilsa Merubo Mechamsa is a requirement per se. Alright. Now, the Mishnah, the thesis. Suki. Maish negabi suki, ritone psulo, umaish negabi move, ritone takante. Vehodu iporech maish negabi hodis. So, Davihodes, the Mishneh mentions, uses both expressions. Itlam refers to Levagotu, or Isho, you are not of Mirubim Yolo, or Posu. So, Davihodes. So, there are certain Pele that grow on the Hodes. So, if the leaves of the Hodes are more than the Pele, then the berries and the hodes, so then it's kosher. But if the berries are more than the leaves, so then it's possible. So the Mishnah says, "Vimi atom kosher." So there, the Mishnah uses both expressions. possible and primiata, possible and takana. Why Gemara? Gemara is raising a question as to the inconsistency in the use of the expressions in the Mishnah here and the Mishnah Gabi Morgan. Why doesn't the Mishnah ask another inconsistency, the expression that is used in connection with Hodes? So the limitation says no, it's no kash. Because there is no rule that the Mishnah has to use the same expression everywhere. I mean, what kind of a kashi? So over there, the Gemara, the Mishnah uses one expression, mi takone and posel, and here it uses the expression posel. So that doesn't present any difficulty. But the Mishnah here and the Mishnah in Eilat, they both mention the same kind of din, the same shido of Chofamot. So there it is to be expected that the Mishnah should use a common expression. That's why the Mishnah divides. So there is a special purpose in using both, because one could argue if the Mishnah just said possible, so one could be misled into thinking that there is no answer. So the Mishnah has to tell us, even though as it is, so it's possible, but there is an eitzeh. Alright. The eitzeh ton epsu. Di rab ton emayi. So Rashi explains it. The eitzeh ton epsu. So, shayach the Mr. Bosch and psu. Koyim on nasi kiteh olukhe aloch. But mobi, the koyim on the rabbonon. Ine the eitzeh. Saga the shows mechitzes. Ve ine tzorich leke ozu. El on the rabbonon. Ton et akant. Why? Because since it's the rabbonon. So, he has to mention that aloche for the first time. So we explain that it doesn't mean that this takone was enacted by Rabbi Nachmanish. This takone is takone dume. Maybe that takone existed already in the times of the Bais Rish. Who says that this takone was enacted by Rabbi Nachmanish? But a deraise was well known. It wasn't necessary to be discovered for the Jews. Mashenki Rabbanon, so only the Lomdi knew. But the Jews were not learned, were not knowledgeable, didn't know. So the Mele, they had to find it out for the first time from the Mishnah. So that's why he uses the Rosh of Takone. That's how Rashi is born. But the current Tesis didn't like that Pshat. The Raisa Tone Pso. The Avetone, he might, Hashim and the Toy in the Eshel, and he might have had Chile. With the Eve, the Ksheo. With the Ksheo, the Mosel, the Yisura, the Raisa. Vitone psuro, afogad lehav lishne mali ekon yayit. Umay. I mean, so why does he say by the rice psuro? I mean, what's wrong? Why Tesis was bothered by another kasha? Why do we have to explain as to why he uses the Roshi of psuro? What's wrong with psuro? The answer is because Takamte is a nicer Roshi than psuro. And whenever it's possible, so one should choose the maximum Lashon Nekiyah, even though Psula is not vulgar talk, but he should choose the maximum Lashon Nekiyah. So Psula means, as a connotation, it's possible. But there is a special reason as to why he couldn't use the expression of Takana. Why doesn't Tetzves adapt Rashi's pshat? Apparently, because Tetzves was bothered. What is Rashi saying? By the Rabbonon, they cannot say so. The man post-working in finishes. Why? This takone was just enacted by Rabbi Nachmanish. This takone has been in existence for years, for hundreds of years. So we have to say Rashi because the Jews were not knowledgeable, had to discover this thing by learning the Mishnah. But Tesis didn't like that. So that's why Tesis explained the difference. In Amei Yishleim, Abu Roshim Yimayi, Mashmachum Ved Rabbonon Ba'almeh.
و بسوم ماش بده عايز اوكي بما ان الكتاب مين ونير خامي كشي اللي خوله ماي ونس نام و بسوم كي سوق وخيما بي ادم ديك نام كي سوق نو كت نام يجا بين خامي كي بسوم اينا يا بتوني ماي ابي ماش ما كموي شو سو ما بلكيس اذا ميجات لا كاشه فمي خامي وواي וואי וזה צי פסולו כסוכו לוחים וכם עובד איפה הוא הסתכנתם חנקי הסתכנתם so it should say ימאית ישפיר אני ישפיר not ימאית but ישפיר so things it says the first that it says אדם תתנן כסוכה כמו את נאמה גבו מחנק הפסול היא נאמה היא אבו תמי ימאית אבל מה שמקוי שאו שמעת רק את ישפיר לנו וזה הנה למען דאומה למען דאומה הדווקא איזה מצווה ואפילו למען לא אומר הנוח איזה מצווה זאת אומרת גמור עשה נשאר וזה מדליקים חשינו דברי הנה מצאים ראו מדליקו כי במבין גם מדליקו לפי וניחו בפוס אומר רב, אומר כל so rabbi says the reason is why we might miss the mammon this hach is possible is because of the man in the Yerushalayim he was sick as he shafted in Israel so ad tes mammon in the Yerushalayim he was sick on the Milo מייסרים עמו, אלו וידיע שדור בסוכו, בשביל ראשון טוב העיני. אומר רב, אומר כל מה יהיה, צס כושר ישנה כמה דבושי רב, גבי מי קצה סוכה מתייחס חיים, ואומר רב, הסוכו פסולו, הושון טוב העיני, כי מדי חלול הוא עשרים. So, the court, the first question in Arab, so if part of the schach, is Biseiches and part and the upper half of the Schach of the width of the Schach is the Mayo Meesrim so Rabbi says Hasukah according to the first motion Rabbi says that the Sukkah is possible but Rabbi himself says that the reason as to why Sukkah and Mayo Meesrim is possible is because we show the name but if let's say this is the point of Chof Amo, and this is the Schach. So this head is within Chof Amo. Only the upper head is the Mayla Chof Amo. So when one stands in the Sukkah, he'll readily notice, without raising his head completely, he'll readily notice the lower head of the Schach. Hoshon Tebein, Kim Deich Lolo Est, Viram. The Rabbi, because there was another girsi, Rabbi. So the Tesu says that the other girsi is incorrect. The Rabbi Polikoson, Vomar said, we say, Kosha, Chalal Suketnam, Chalal Mobitnam. In other words, there are two machines in Goyen Eredim in regard to Rabbi. Whether according to Rabbi, when it's Miksos of Sichas, Miksos of Malamas, Kosha or Kosha. But in regard to Rabbi, there is no doubt that it is Kosha. Chalal Suketnam, Chalal Mobitnam. ויש למה, the whole מפורש עושון, time, because Gemara asks, why is there a difference between Sukkah and Mabit? So Gemara says, משום דבסוכה ביוחד כעבר, ויקומיתקה, וזימן במשתקה, אומר לי, תחס ובאסחך, הנכנס לזה חסרים, וכאן מקור למה למה עשרים, so, מה שאין כמובה, so it's for Rabbi, so if one makes a mistake, the other one, will remind you. So in other words, so Tesu says, so the Rabbi Nami, the Mishane Suke the Raise Achmiru the Rabbonon, we come to Mashne the Raise Shem. So in other words, so Tesu says quickly that when Rabbi, according to the first motion here, Rabbi says that Miksos of Isiches and Miksos of Maivas is possible, so only the Rabbonon is possible, not with the Raise. With the Raise, Rabbi will be made that it's kosher. Rabbi will made it kosher because it's shonte beine. But with the Rabbonon it's possible according to the first loshon. Why? Because of Gzeire. Maybe sometimes it will be removed. The lower portion of the Schach will be removed. Of course, if the Schach consists of cunning, so then you cannot remove the lower portion without the other portion, unless you have one kone on top of the other. But suppose the schach is like evergreen. So the lower portion, so might might fall off, or he might take it off or fall off. And since it's the sukkah is not necessarily used by Rabbi, it might be used by Yochid, so we might think of it, and then we'll remain sitting in a sukkah that is the schach of which is completely above Chovam. So Mele, so even if we know that part of the schach is within Chovam, it's also possible. Only Rabbi. Now, Rabbi says that the reason is why the Malam Chovam is possible is because the Malam Chovam, you couldn't build it on foundations that are aroi, but you have to build it on foundations that are kept. So even though, so a bias in the kasher, how about if he makes the walls out of solid steel? So there it certainly can. It couldn't be more stable than a sukkah whose walls are made of steel, and still it is kosher. So Rabbi said to him, no. There is no halach that if the sukkah is built on solid foundations, very stable foundations that can last for a year or for 10 years or for 100 years, so it's possible. A sukkah is kosher, or even if it is built so solidly on such solid foundations that it can last for 100 years or 500 years, it's still kosher. As long as the height is of such level that it could be built on unstable foundations. Mashenke, if the height is more than Chof Amo, then it couldn't even last for 7 days on unstable foundations. So then it is possible. This is what I The Mishnah in Tanya says that if on sukkahs it rains, it's not a good sign, because that means that the Hashgoche is not willing to accept our tefillahs and our mitzvah sukkah. So that means that it's impossible to fulfill mitzvah sukkah if it's a rainy weather. But, so Mishnah, if we say, Bishleimi, if we say that there is halach, that the sukkah has to be built in such a way that rain should be able to come in, because a sukkah necessarily must be an unstable home, and if it is protected against rain, so then it's stable, then it's a diras keva, it's not a diras arah. So then we understand it. But here Rabbi says that even that the whole halacha of Are is only that the height should not be of such a level that it would require a solid, stable foundation. But so it's only in regard to the height that it must be of a relatively lower height. So not of a relatively high height such that it would necessarily require a stable foundation. But if it is stable in any other way, so it doesn't pass the sukkah. So the Mele, why is it being called a chag? Let him be misachich, let him put up the schach and the sukkah in such a way that it will protect those who will be sitting in the sukkah against rain. They will put so much kami, so many kami, one on top of the other, and there won't be any minute vacant spaces. So it will be protected against rain, and will be able to even to knock in nails. Nowadays, before yesterday, so we discussed the various shittas in regard to reminding of Isuki. So there are three shittas. The mechaber has a sofik, where the one is allowed to use a ladder
which is the Kabul Tume, as a support for the Schach of the Zohar. Here's the Zohar. The Ramah, Shita is, it's not a Zohar, it's a Vadois, that Lechatchila is not allowed. Lechatchila is not allowed. The Mogavrom Shita appears to be that even Lechatchila, you can use something that is possible for Schach as a man. But the Ramah Shita is that Lechatchila, you are definitely not allowed. Definitely not allowed to use something that is possible for Schach as a mind. Now, Nisori, we must bear in what's fascinating, that's iron, nails. So it's not the Dulei Karke. It's not the Dulei Karke. And then it's become to me also. So it's cutically mattress. It's become to me also. So it's possible for Schach. And still, this says, ועל יוחל ויקביה הניסורים במסבירים שלא יהיה בוקשום ומסוכה ואפילו היא תמצואים so that seems to present this theory to the שיטה of דרמו that לכתחילה you cannot use as a מסחר you cannot use as a mind for the שח as a mind for the שח something that is possible in שח and מסבירים that is as a mind, so two things you can say. First of all, Tesis here says, "Val yochel in kvei hanisorim b'mas meirim," not for the purpose of supporting the schach, because Tesis says, "Shol yir dukshum in suki." But in other words, the schach will stay on the suki. But while it will stay, but if it doesn't knock your nails into the suki, so then it will not be protected against rain. So in other words, but the schach, even without the nails, the schach will say. So it's not in the mind, that's one thing. And then, since according to Ramo, it's only lechatchile, but the Eved it's kosher, even with Ramon it's kosher, it's only lechatchile, and if there is a hardship situation, so it's alright. So in Mele, it should not be simin klor b'chak. ואפילו תמצורים מעבור עושה משום זה רסטיקו כי חדום על כמה פיית גם בפלוק תרם מייב רב יהודה ומסך לכם ומסורים and we passed that we cannot be מסך לכם ומסורים slats that are דלת רוחים why? Because in view of the fact that roofs were covered בזמן חזר with slats that had a width of דלת רוחים So maybe there is a chastik or the marshal is also the name Mali. So maybe the same zero that the Mishnah mentions, Ligabi slats that have a width of Dalet Rochim. So the same zero applies to Bikebeya, Nisorim, Bimasmir. So the marshal is was the name of Mali Sakhmazem, Mali Shastik is basic. Who basic Babi Kosom with Raisi. The Sukkom Rachmone, the way basis shall call him is Hashona. The basis of Hashona. So there is a big Kiddush in Tesis. Agavuch, Tesis mentions a big Kiddush. That the bias of Kol Hashono, the bias of Kol Hashono is possible for Sukkom. Possible for Sukkom. What does it mean? Suppose someone lives in a place, in a tropical place, where it doesn't rain. And he has a house, and he has a house that is covered with kain the width of which is less than dalet rochim. In certain countries, even today, I think many people live in such sheds a whole year. So, and the whole roof, the whole ceiling consists of kain that are kosher misir. So Tesa says that it will not be mikayim the mitzvah of Sukkot. Why? Because Tesa says, Ubei say vaday poslo midraise, the Sukkot of Rachmono, the Ubei say shakom yom yisashon. So I understand there is a halacha that the schach has to be put up with tzeil Sukkot. But if the schach was put up not with tzeil Sukkot, but as a foundation for a ceiling of a house, so then it's possible, because it's not Nasa Utsilsu. Now, we have the Din mentioned, we'll soon be learning that,
night, I mean this day. Poise, Simitov is Hobok, Sibim, Poise Sukhamata Bibai Sahasagak, she is zero or Yofi, Afropish and Shara, Dime Reitzi, Hataki, Shorofi, Lochim Alei, and Cher. In other words, if somebody has a house, and then, and the house comes, so it has a roof. And how did they construct the roof? So first they put, he said, slats as a foundation. And on top of the slats, they put tiles. So suppose he removed the tiles, and then the slats remained. After Pisha Mishawa Daino Eitzim Hataki, Shorofi Minochim Aleim Chir. So the Mishnah Berurah points out, I mean, this is mentioned by Hashem, that not only Chero, if he puts, let's say, evergreen on top of the slats that remain, even if he uses the slats themselves, eschach, because the Yisaydeis, the Eitzim Adakim, they're not Dalutwachim wide, and they were put in order to support the tiles that were placed on top of the slats. But then, before Sukkot, the Balabais removed the tiles, and just the slats remained. Suppose he doesn't put any evergreen on top of the slats. He just sits under the slats, so it's also Mikhail Mitzvah Sukkot. He's also Mikhail Mitzvah Sukkot. Why? Because the mere fact that he removed the tiles that have been placed on top of the slats, so that's considered like Hanocha, the Hanocha of the slats, Rishen Tzilzuki. But, so he says, Vakulation, Tachasoetim Atzma, Afal Pimshim Shach Posu, Sharehei, Sharehei, Ubigag Rishen Tzil, Elokim Mosis Alein Morofi, Mikomoki, Kibi Shose Maise, Vehesi Oroyofi, Rishen Masuya, Sukha Mitzeyo, Hareze Kiloso, Maise Bufoetim, Viskinom Rishen Sukha Mishach. Aber im Loyesi war auf ihn die Lasse schon so. Er war kachel so mit jedem Brüder, wenn wir gar kippen schon wie auch so schon weiße die Gag, wie sie was so ihr Suche mit Zeyo. Im Kindoreizi, wo ja kehre ist, im Schachkos von Amish. So that was, but suppose it was built that way for the whole year. So there it was not done with Shemzel Suke, so then it is possible. So maybe we could say that when Teisa says, in other words, even though the roof of the bodies consists of cunning that are kosher simple, there is no psalm, not in Kavutume. I mean, everything is fit for Sach, so it still is possible. So why is it possible? So you could say it's possible because he didn't do appreciate Tzilzuki. But that's not what Shatan Tesis. Because if that is what Tesis meant, suppose at the time when he built a house, which will be used all year, he had in mind, he's putting it, not just that it should be a ceiling, a roof of the house the whole year, but that should be the schach. So then it's Nazir Shem Tzilzuki. And from Tesis it's Mashna. This is Masna, who basically by the apostle in the Raisa, the Sukha of Rachmono, the way basically shall call me Mesashon. So it's Masna that if someone will sit in the Sukha in his regular house, but the house was not built like our houses, the ceiling is not made of stone, but it's made of concrete. But that's the ceiling of his regular house. Even if he did it at the time when he built the house, he had in mind to put the cannon not only as a ceiling, as a roof for the house the whole year, but to shame till Sukkot, the 8 days of Sukkot, the 7 days of Sukkot, the year of Israel. So it will still be possible. So it will still be possible. Because Tesis doesn't mention, because when Nasis the Shem Tzel Suke, Tesis says, the Suke Omer Achmon, the Lord Beisi Shepom Yisa Shalom. It's my Tesis here in emphasizes a very big chiddush, that the same vice that is used
כל השונו cannot be used for sukkahs. Even if it comes properly in such a way that the whole roof is kosher sukkah. And even if he had in mind to do it not just as a roof for the bayis for lashono, but also as it's for tzeil sukkah, there's 8 days of sukkahs. Still possible. The sukkah of Rachmono will be say shall come with Hashem. So that we have to understand. Why should it be possible? It's special as a possible that one cannot be mikayel. One cannot be mikayel the mitzvah sukkah. The mitzvah sukkah, with the regular bayis in which he lives a whole year. Well, if there is such a thing as a possible. So the Gemara should mention it. The Gemara doesn't mention. Tayseh doesn't make its own rushes. The bayis on the Rachmone. The sukkah Rachmone will be by Shalom. Of course. Basically, Shalkonim is Hashomo is no good because every bias, 99.999% of all the battle. So, Anat, don't kill Jose. But in Machaname, if it's don't kill Jose and if it was done, if the roof was placed, we shame till Suke. So, what's wrong with it? Just because he lives in that bias, in Kol Hashomo, so it should be possible. Now, in Europe, years ago, so many sukkahs were in the dining room, but of course that wasn't. It was so, but there was it. The roof was constructed in such a way that you could raise the roof, so in an erect position, and then before sukkahs they would put schach. So of course that was a light, because that wasn't the bias. It was a new thing. That means whenever you. It was called a wing. So whenever you lifted the wing, so then the roof, let's say, so became in the right position. Like this, it was covered the room, and then when you pressed a certain switch, so it became open, and the walls, it became like part of the wall, an extension of the wall. So the roofs on both sides became an extension. One half of the roof became an extension of this wall, and the other half of the roof became an extension of the other wall. And then you put slats, and then you put evergreen. So that wasn't the bias. But if the bias consisted of a roof that was constituted from tami, that are all simple, and if you put the roof up, the shade till suke, for the days of sukkahs, so why should it be possible? But Tayseh says, the sukkah omer achmon. The sukkah omer achmon. We will be basic on the shot. So we have to understand it. But I first want to go over the Tayseh, then we'll try to explain. We call him, okay, kingdom yosel mon rabono, we shayach v'mei ma'a shak shomim simekwom. So that's the discussion. Yesh v'mei ma'a, the name. So what is the discussion? Since Rabbi is saying that the sukkah can be built in very stable and very stable foundations, the only thing that cannot be done if the height is of such level that it could not be built on unstable foundations. But if the height is of a level that could be built on unstable foundations, so that it wouldn't last for more than 7 days, so even if you built it on such solid foundations that it is destined to last for 100 years, so the sukkah is still kosher. So then, why does the Mishnah say this is simple? Let him put in the slats, let him knock his nails into the slats, that will protect the sukkah against the rain. So the melee, it shouldn't be a simple. Yesh lema, the melee of Hashem mitfah, is yom of the keba, kolom of the mischoch, shikra, schoch, al shimashah, ומסחש חייה ביום ובליעד. ומאי, תניחה לרב זהירה, לדאוג לי שנרסיב בסוכותי או בצל, בו קסימן מזרם ומוטו. מה נפשך? If we deduce it from that posik, and that posik mentions that the sukkah will be protecting us against the elements of nature, against zerem and moto, against hurricane and rain, so let's learn out from that posik that shall we live with Shomim and Seichot? On the contrary, that it should be a requirement that the sukkah should, that the schach should be be put up in such a way that it will definitely be protected against rain. Elo vadai, mishim b'nishochet ave, v'imkei havo mekei. So this is here, he mentions a very good thing. He says that even though there is no requirement that a sukkah has to be a diras haaretz, has to be built like a diras haaretz, it's all right even if the sukkah is built on such solid foundations that it's destined to last for 100 years. So still, it's a sukkah kshero. That's only in regard to the tfanis. So we don't care whether it's are, keva, it doesn't make any difference. But the schach, and that's the ikas, the schach has to partake of an our nature, not of a keva nature. Now, so if he will knock nails into the slats, and that will protect the dwellers of the sukkah against rain, so then the schach will not be considered to be a schach of keva. I mean, a schach of ara. It will be considered as a schach of keva. If the schach partakes of the keva nature, not of ara nature, so then it's fine. So it's a big chiddush. So this is shita means that the reason that by sukkah there is a requirement, it has to be the asah. The sukkah has to be the asah. But when you build the tfanim out of mechitza shel barzel, in view of the fact that the sukkah is not mikro al shem atfanis, as Rashi says in the Mishnah, val shem aschach kulesu. So never mind the fact that the families are very stable and the families can last for 100 years or for 500 years or for 1,000 years. That the sukkah is not literal shema families. The sukkah is literal shema schach. And since the schach does not protect the dwellers of the sukkah against the elements of nature, so mainly the sukkah as a whole is considered as a dirasah, not keva. Masha'inkin, if you knock your nails into the slats, and that will protect the dwellers of the sukkah against rain, so then the schach will partake of the keva nature. So melee, the schach will be diras keva, not the diras are. If the schach is diras keva, then the sukkah is possible. So in other words, what this is saying in effect, that the trove. Rove is made that a sukkah has to be a diras are. But Abai asked him, if a sukkah has to be a diras are, so mechitza shel barzel, mechitza shel gabon should be possible. So Rove gives the tenets, no. Mechitza shel barzel will only make the family stable and solid and endurable for many, many years. But the sukkah is literally as soon as half. But as long as rain can come in, through the schach, some melee, the schach partakes of the keva nature. If the schach partakes of the keva nature, so then the sukkah, which is nikol shema schach, is a diras, has a shem of a diras keva. If it's a diras keva, so it's possible. But if the schach is ordinary schach, let's say the way many Jews in Europe years ago, in the dining room, the sukkah was in the dining room, but then they lifted up the roof, and one half of the roof became an extension of one wall, the other half of the roof became an extension of the other wall, and then they put schach. So true, the tfanis was very stable. It was destined to last maybe 100 years. But they were not protected against rain. So the melee, it had the chalushen, the razak. But if you knock your nails to such an extent that it protected, that these nails protected against rain, so then the sukkah has a chalishen diraskeva. And if it's diraskeva, so then it's possible. So now it seems to establish that according to Tesis, when Rove says, Omale Hoche Kamino, Ad Chotamo, Yodo Meisim Yerosim Dirasare, Kovim Diraskeva, Naminov, I'm Muhammad, the Messiah was in the Skeva, the Rasa, and Namu.
So Rashi says, Shabbatom, Ades, Mamadom, Ades, Shabbatom, the Bada Yukhal Kevare, Vari was a Kitemo, Valko Hokhli Kibatemo, Alare, Elun Shin Shio, Mosef Hoshio Bidivo, Shin Bechim Ramidal in Sidisa, from Rashi's Roshi, even though it's not, Rashi doesn't spell it out in so many words, but from the Roshi, from the Divu Kaloshi, it's Mashma, that Rashi explains what the different written cases. According to Rashi, Rabbi is saying there is no halacha that the sukkah has to be in Diras HaKel. It can be in Diras HaKel also. But there is only one Diras HaKel that height-wise, it has to be of such height that it will not require keva foundations. Keva it says. But if the height is of such a level that it will require, that it couldn't be built even to exist for 7 days without keva foundations, because if the height is a mile of Hamor, so then if you build it on unstable foundations, so it will not last for a month, it will not last for 7 days either. So mainly, the only way to build the sukkah with the height more than Hamor would be by setting up stable, solid foundations. Such foundations that will enable it to stay, to exist, maybe for years and years. So that's the only Xeras HaKosuf, according to Rashi. That it's Xeras HaKosuf that applies only to the height. That height-wise, a sukkah is not to be so tall, so high, that it would require stable, solid foundations even to exist for the duration of sukkahs. Then it is possible. But according to Rashi, there is no halacha that the sukkah has to have a chalim shem in the Masada. Of being constructed on other foundations. So there, it can be a diras keva also. Even if in connection with the sakh it would be kept, it would also be all right. Right. But Teitzle says something else. The way Teitzle explains Rabbe is that Rabbe says that by it, true indeed, that there is a Xeras HaKosuf, that if the Sukkah partakes of the nature of Diras Keva, so it's possible. But you ask me, suppose it makes the walls out of solid steel, and the walls are destined to stand there for 100 years, or for 500 years, for 1,000 years. Would you say the sukkah is possible? No. The sukkah will be kosher. Even though the walls are so solid that they are destined to stay for 1,000 years. Why? Because the sukkah is not mitzvah al shimat panis. So then I tell you, if these walls are made of solid steel, and they can stay for 1,000 years, but the schach is ordinary schach, and rain will come in through the schach, in spite of the solid walls. So then, the sukkah in its entirety has a chalishem of Indira's art. Because the sukkah is nitris al shem aschach, not al shem hatfanis. But, in the case where you build, where the schach is a mile of a, so then the schach partakes of the nature of keva. So then, if the schach partakes of the nature of keva, even though the schach will be of evergreen and rain will come in, but in spite of the fact that rain will come in, on account of the height of the sukkah, so the schach will partake of the nature of keva. So the mele, the sukkah as a whole will have a chalim shem diras keva, in spite of the fact that rain comes in. So what if rain comes in here? So because of that, we'll say that this building is not a diras hare just because there are cracks in the roof. So maybe according to Tate says, if the height in the sach is higher than 20 amor, so even though it's not protected against rain, but on account of that height that requires solid foundations, so even the sach will partake of the nature of keva. So mainly the suke is a suke's keva, not a suke's sare. So then it's not. That's the sheet of this. Now,
With this, we were able to understand the other Chiddush by Tesis. Tesis says, the Ubensi Vadel Kosim Yidais, the Sukkam Rachman Evo Mibis Tchom Zashono. And it appears from the Rosh of Tesis, that Tesis doesn't mean basic Tchom Zashono, because when he put up the roof, he didn't have in mind with Tzeyo Suke for the Harasukis. He means if that person had in mind and he said, I'm putting up those coming, not just as a roof, for Kolashono, for roof Kolashono, I don't even need it. It's a tropical country, and I can see it without a roof. And I'm putting up in these coming as mitzil suke for sukes. Maybe I can stay that way Kolashono too, and I'll be living in that shed, in that house, whatever you want to call it, Kolashono. So even in such a case, it's much more things will be possible. Even in such a case, it will be possible. Because why? The answer is this, you see. If a why is it possible? So Tesis says, in other words, why? Because Beisi Yom Rachm, Sukkam Rachm, Yom Beisi. Why? What's the difference between Sukkah and Bais? Tesis came to do so. Sukkah is also a Bais for the 7 days. That's the next step. That's our Bais for the duration of Sukkah. For the 7 days or the 8 days. But the answer is there is one fundamental distinction between an ordinary bias and the bias of Sukkah. An ordinary bias is a Diras Keva. A Sukkah is a Diras Ara. So Mimele, if someone will build a Sukkah. Let's say you have a certain person. He doesn't care for sleeping in the rain. He doesn't care. He likes to sleep in the rain. And he'll build a shed, funnies, and then he'll put sleds. Each sled less than dollar fucking white. Good, he'll put dollar fucking white. And he'll say, I'm building this shed for 2 reasons. First of all, I want it as a suki. Here in Chicago, I want it as a suki for Harasukis. And then I want it as my home, the whole year. But the rain, so who cares the rain? So I'll put the blanket over my head. I don't care. And they'll live there. That way the whole year. So he'll be mikayim with the sukkah. He'll be mikayim with the sukkah. Why? Because since the sukkah is not protected against rain, but he doesn't care for the rain. So anyway, it will have a chawishem of Dirasam. Even though he lives a whole year in that shed, he just doesn't care to live in his Dirasam a whole year. But Tesis has reference to a case. Tesis has reference to a case Tesis has reference to a case where the bias is protected against them. So if the bias is protected,